Joining me now, and we're going to get Veronica over here with the New American, who was born in Ukraine. I want to talk to her about what's happening in Ukraine. By the way, what did Mike Lindell want? He called. What did he want? Anything I need to know? All right. So Holly is with Liberty Council. We have Matt Staver on a lot. Holly, welcome to Lindell TV. Nice to meet you in person, finally.
I know, Brando.
What is your title at Liberty Council?
I am Vice President of Media with Liberty Council.
Okay, and that's your camera right there.
That's my camera.
You know, yep. So you're Vice President of Media?
Vice President of Media with Liberty Council, yes.
Okay, and Liberty Council, of course, run by Matt Staver. And you guys are based in Orlando.
We are. We have our main office in Orlando. We also have office in D.C. and Virginia, but that's the main headquarters in here in Orlando.
So Matt Staver obviously is a smart man because he chooses to live in Florida over Orlando,
D.C. We like freedom, Florida, yes.
He prefers to live in Orlando over D.C. Very smart guy.
Yes.
You know, I have said for a long time that one of the problems with a lot of the pro-family and conservative groups is they're in Washington, D.C. They need to get outside of D.C. and not get in that bubble or that culture and that climate, and that air starts to do something to you.
Absolutely.
You need to be in the flyover country. You need to be with the people. Your costs can be lower. Your salary costs for your employees and cost of buildings, everything's lower. Everything in D.C. is expensive, and I'm like, why would you want to be there unless you have to? So I appreciate the fact that Matt's smart enough to stay out of that area and keep his mind clean and fresh from the swamp of D.C.
I mean, we're based here, but we have staff there.
Yeah, because you have to.
Public policy, and we also have a ministry center up there, Faith and Liberty, that is helping with Bible studies with the staff right there and doing different ministry. We're right across the street from the Supreme Court, so we do a lot of prayer events and things like that. So you do have to, you know, be in the mud, so to speak, to be a light in the mud.
Yeah.
So.
But I'm glad that he, the leader, doesn't have to sit
here
with that
every
day.
Yes, we love Freedom Florida and Ron DeSantis and all that.
Absolutely. All right, so let's talk about some of the big cases. What's some of the big stories? You work on the press releases and stuff, right?
I do. I do on the press releases, and then I co-host a daily radio program with Matt called Faith and Freedom.
Okay.
We also have a one-minute radio program called Freedom's Call, and then we also do a television program, Freedom Alive.
And you oversee all that?
I do.
Well, you're busy, aren't you?
I am.
Wow. You're almost as busy as Logan and I, right, Logan? Maybe it has something to do with the guys we work for. You work for Matt Staver, I work with Mike Lindell, so maybe it has something to do with the people we work with.
Well, but you know, it's a privilege because, like, we don't ask for these cases, but God, like last year, God put the whole, with the lockdowns and the churches, he put that in our arena, so we jumped in, took the lead on that. Ended up with the first statewide.
And you guys have gone to the Supreme Court several times.
Yes.
And are you waiting on a decision on a Supreme Court case you recently argued? Are you waiting on the decision? What is that case?
It's Shurtleff versus Boston. And in 2017, Hal Shurtleff and his organization called Camp Constitution applied to fly the Christian flag on one of the three flagpoles in front of Boston City Hall, which they have designated as a public forum. So he applied to do that. They had never previously denied any flags, and they've flown communist China, they've flown Taiwan.
I have video in my documentary Siege of them raising the communist Chinese flag up the flagpole at the Boston City Hall.
Right.
So you're telling me it's fine to raise the Chinese communist flag outside the Boston City Hall, and I have that footage in my documentary Siege, which, by the way, one of the leaders, I can't remember if it was... I think it was Stalin. One of them declared that one day, the communist flag would be flying over America. Well, I showed the footage of the Chinese communist flag flying over the city hall, city hall in Boston. So it's like three flagpoles, if I remember.
Right, there's three, and they've designated one as a public forum.
Okay.
The other one has the Boston flag, and the other has the American flag. So they denied, and the city official actually admitted, he said, if you had not had the word Christian on the application, we would have accepted it. If you'd called it something else, if he had lied and said it was a Constitution flag or something, they would have accepted it. But because it was a Christian flag,
and are we talking the traditional Christian flag we're all used to seeing maybe in our church,
right?
Where it's white with the blue and then the cross,
the red flag, right? That's
it. Do I have the colors right? It's white.
It's a white flag with a red cross and a blue square.
Yeah.
Right. That's it. No letters or anything like that.
No words.
And what was amazing is, like, we went to the lower court. They sided on the case of Boston. We went to the appeals court. They also sided. I mean, you know, and Matt argued that. And he said, I felt like this would be cut and dry. This is obviously, you know, a censorship of religious viewpoint.
Right.
And that's the thing. It's not just about a flag. it's about censoring a religious viewpoint, which affects every Christian and the free speech of every person. If they're going to say, well, that's government speech, we have control over it. No, it's not. You know, you're allowing these other countries and you're saying you're endorsing that. You'll fly the communist China flag, and then the next week you put up Taiwan's flag. That doesn't make sense. Or the so-called LGBT flag. So the Supreme Court agreed to take it, and he argued it last month. We feel...
And if I remember correctly, some of the questions and comments coming from the court, from the bench, seem to maybe predict that they're going to go your way.
Even
the... Some of the liberals even, right?
Yeah, even those on the left side, like Sotomayor and Breyer, were even saying, why was this not settled before?
How did it get here?
How did it get here? And that's what we kept asking,
Which really tells you, they're like, this is kind of clear and cut and dry, right? How did it get here?
Yeah.
Did you guys figure this out?
Right. And of course, the attorney for Boston was trying to say, well, this is government speech, and we have control over what it is, which doesn't make sense. But we also, on the other hand, you know, want to include a diversity of community and blah, blah, blah. And then Clarence Thomas said, well, if you're wanting to have a diversity, Christians would be included in that. That's a very limited diversity. So they had some really good comments, even those from the left.
So I'm guessing they're screaming separation of church and state, right? Was that in their argument or not?
I think that came up, but...
Putting up the Christian flag, this government, the state is promoting a religion?
Which is a very weak argument, because there's no really such thing as separation of church and state. I mean, you know, you could go back to all that history.
We're for the separation of church and state in the Constitution. If you read it in there, it's regarding the government staying off the back of the church.
Right. The government was created to protect religious freedom, and that's where we have gone wrong. We've gone backwards on that.
Right.
You know, the government is not here to control when you worship or where you worship.
That's exactly
or your speech.
The government, your religious speech has to be relocated to the four walls of the church or your Bible study, not the public square. You can't get out in the public square and teach religion or promote religion. That's not what it is.
Right.
Okay. So what other big cases? So we're waiting on the Supreme Court on that one. What other cases are you working
on?
We've been doing a lot of stuff related to religious exemptions, correct?
We've been helping thousands and thousands of people with these shot mandates that are being threatened with their jobs if they're not getting the COVID shots. And we're helping them with the religious exemptions. We're doing daily conference calls and opening it to those people. We're giving them counsel. There's a video on our website. There's application to help get them through the process of getting a religious exemption. But we also have a big lawsuit right now in Florida court where we have sued the Biden administration, the Department of Defense, on behalf of the military. And we started out with the military, civilian contractors, and federal employees, but those two are now under injunctions. So now we're focused on the military. We had a hearing a week ago because two of our plaintiffs were going to be punished and kicked to the curb, basically. I mean, you're talking about stellar, long-term military service members. So the judge gave a great ruling on both of those. You know, preliminary injunction on those. But we keep expecting the judge to rule. You know, we've asked him to certify the whole class, all the plaintiffs, as well as all the military, because they need protection. And we also sent another declaration this week with a list of deadlines that are coming up, because these military, you know, members are going to be severely punished. And these are highly qualified, you know, Navy SEALs. That we have is a captain of a missile ship.
These people are going to be booted out of the military?
Exactly. And the two plaintiffs that we got the great ruling on a week ago, one was a captain of a missile ship. And, I mean, you talk about training and great prestige you have to have for that position. And then he's now being targeted by his commander, who has been bullying him because of that, you know.
All right, so your website is...
LC.org.
I was going to say, it's pretty simple. LC.org.
LC.org.
Liberty Council, which it stands for. LC.org. LC.org. That's where they'll find your radio show. They can sign up also for your... Because I get them. I get your alerts.
Our Liberty Alerts.
So they can get those there, too. Sign up for that.
You can sign up for that.
LC.org.
LC.org.
Is Matt here?
No, he's not.
Why not?
I don't...
Does he not know I'm in town? Do you not want to see me?
I don't know.
All right. Well, Matt, if you're here in town, I'm in town. Let's get together. No, we'd love to have him, but I totally understand. There are some people that didn't want to come in here because they knew that they would just be dragged one into the building to the other interviewed. So I do have a couple friends that are in town that are pretty well known. They're like, no, I don't think I'm going to go get into that in the middle of that, because they're such big names. They didn't want.
Yeah.
It would be a zoo. So.
He's at home with Anita, so
well, good for him.
Keeping some rest going on,
good
but yeah.
Him.
But we have a booth here, and we have other members here, but
good.
So we're well represented.
Yes, you are. Well, you're here, so he is well represented.
Thank you.
Thank you, Holly.
Thank you.
Holly's, by the way, the one that helps me get Matt on my program all the time. So. Holly has the keys to the kingdom.
Yeah, Brand's the one that texted me an hour before. Can you come on?
Can you come on an hour before?
Yeah.
Hey, that's how the news cycle rolls, man. You see a story, you jump on it. This planning 3 days out doesn't work.
Or you need somebody on your program, right?
Exactly. Or, yeah, everybody else has said no tonight. You know, which is normally also what they do on Friday nights. Friday nights are hard to find someone for live TV on Friday nights.
I'm sure.
They all want to go out and have dinner and have a normal life. I'm like, what do you mean normal life? I need you on my show Friday night.
You don't
night,
have normal life, do you? Because
no,
you're constantly doing radio, TV, and everything.
No, not when you're working, running 24/7 radio and television.
I know.
No, absolutely not.
But, you know, we really covet people's prayers. We represent all these clients pro bono. So we don't charge them, so we rely on people's donations. So, who partner with us in these cases, which are life-saving cases, these situations are.
Yep.
And God just puts us in these arenas, and we take the lead and go for it. Then later you see some of the other organizations coming along. Oh, well, maybe we should do that too, you know. But Liberty Counsel has always been in the pool. But so we really covet people's prayers. There's a lot of spiritual warfare that comes with this.
Yep, I bet there is.
And dealing in different forms, as well as, you know, people's finances helped fund what we're doing, too. So,
thank you, Holly.
Thank you.
LC.org. Hey, Logan, how are you doing getting me Veronica over here? Born and raised in... Yeah? She'll make it when she can. Does she not realize she's talking to Lindell TV? Go get her and get her over here. She's now interviewing people? Oh, wow. See, that's the thing. When they're with the New American, they're like us. They're not only wanting to interview people, people are wanting to interview them. So now Veronica has set up her camera with her lights, and now she's interviewing people. Well, all right. Well, we're going to be persistent. Because
she's obviously in high demand, I guess.
No, she is. Well, Veronica was born and raised in Ukraine.
Wow.
So right now she's in extremely high demand.
So she may has family over there or something?
I think she still does, but she's very knowledgeable about Ukraine. So we're definitely want to get her on the broadcast. So we'll work on that.